Hi, this is dictation for Dennis Hampton, DennisHampton, date of birth 2/4/1968, date of service 11/6/2025. Date of accident is 12/23/2024. Mr. Dennis Hampton was referred from the spine specialist of Michigan by Dr. Redden and Dr. Gary Gilliard for evaluation and management of pain. Initially, the patient was involved as a passenger, rear passenger on the right in a DOT bus which collided into a vehicle that crossed suddenly in front. The impact caused him that he hit his head into the pole and he fell down off the seat and bumped his back and neck. No laceration fractures happened, but he suffered from severe damage to his neck and lower back, which were operated. He was gone to St. Agnes Hospital, but he was discharged. There was no CT or X-ray was done. Since the time of accident, patient has had sufficient amount of physical therapy, laser treatment, chiropractic, physical therapy, and all other treatment. The initial surgery for the cervical spine was done on 4/7/2025 by Dr. Redden and anterior cervical discectomy, fusion C4-5, as well as he also has a L4-5 disc fusion. Medical records have not been obtained from the office of Dr. Redden yet, and they have been requested, as well as from his attorney's office for the IME exam and others. He reports a claim of City of Detroit. Overall, the patient has a pain in the shoulder that he complains is 9, and he cannot do more than 90 degrees of abduction. He reports pain in the neck still being there at 8, and lower back pain being 9. The pain in the right thigh and leg is constant as numbness and tingling. It doesn't shoot down below the knee. Left leg has no shooting pain or radiation. In the left arm, patient do report numbness and tingling for all the 5 fingers with some weakness of the left arm. Overall pain is reported to be 9. ADLs are affected 9. Actually, the pain is reported between 9 and 10. 30% improvement is only reported by the patient. Please review the record for ADL or system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. The blood pressure is found to be 126/86, pulse 93, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 10/20/2025, dictation number 1021-012. The patient reports that he is working on losing weight. He is 260-pound gentleman, and he reports his pain is tremendously too much, and an MRI of the left shoulder was also ordered on the initial visit to identify the damage that patient has. Records from the physician, Dr. Redden, has been ordered, and once they are received, they'll be reviewed. Currently, the patient has been found to be on narcotics, narco, 60 tablets, 7.5 twice a day, and the patient is requesting more stronger medication as he is not able to get sleep and he is in miserable pain. His meds were reviewed, and for short period we have provided a Percocet 10/325 to 12 hours for 15 days only, 30 tablets. Patient will be seen thereafter. After the records are reviewed, a further determination will be made as to what needs to be done. His initial visit was on 9/20/2025, when he was also provided Trazodone 100 mg for sleep and Neurontin 600 mg two times a day. His maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and further injections are being advised to the patient, which include facet joint injection, SI joint injection, and lumbar and cervical epidural injections to help in control of the pain. Further injection to the left shoulder are also going to be advised based on the MRI findings. Thank you. Only MRI of the lumbar spine and cervical spine is available for review. They were done at Scorewell Health on March 30, 2025. In the cervical spine, there is an osteophyte complex of C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and facet hypertrophy of C6-7, and in the lumbar spine, patient is found to have a lumbar disc fusion of L4, L5, and there is a facet hypertrophy of L2-3. L3-4, and L4-5. While there is a disc herniation, there is a disc bulge at L3 and L4 with ligamentum hypertrophy and spinal canal stenosis, for which patient is advised to have a epidural injection. Once these injection treatments are done, patient will be relieved of pain and improve the healing. The injection is being scheduled for 11/8/2025. Thank you.